Letters to America Number 82, The American Crisis of 2020, for May 10, 2024. Deep State Intelligence Apparatus. Surveillance, subterfuge, criminal clandestine operations and overreach regarding the ethical and legal dilemmas in the American intelligence community. The intelligence community, designed primarily to shield Americans and their freedoms from international dangers, operates under a mantle of responsibility and a significant power that, when directed outward, serves as a protective shield. However, the fabric of this mandate tears when the lens is turned inward, transforming Americans into surveillance targets, thus breaching the Fourth Amendment, which enshrines the right to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects, against unreasonable searches and seizures. This shift from protector to observer raises profound ethical and legal questions about the balance between national security and individual rights. The clandestine nature of intelligence operations, exempt often from notifying even Congress, paves the way for actions that skirt the edges of legality and morality, including unauthorized spying, assassinations, torture, and the destabilization of foreign governments. These activities, justified under the guise of national security, invite a critical inquiry: do they truly fortify the security and liberty of the American people, or do they undermine the very principles they are meant to uphold? This question becomes particularly pressing as we explore instances of overreach by the deep state and its intelligence arms, probing whether their actions serve the public interest or contravene it. In today's letter, we'll look at several examples of the deep state and their intelligence branches. Jihadists. In a profound turn of historical irony, the United States intelligence apparatus, in its fervent campaign against communism during the Cold War, made strategic alliances that would later challenge its own security paradigms. Among these were the extensive training, funding, and arming of jihadists like Osama bin Laden throughout Afghanistan, who, though once allies in the geopolitical chessboard against Soviet influence, would eventually embody the new face of global terrorism against the West. This paradox underscores a recurring pattern within U.S. foreign policy, where short-term strategic goals inadvertently foster long-term threats. The continuation of such alliances into the 21st century, as highlighted by a 2012 Defense Intelligence Agency, DIA, 7-page memo, reveals a disconcerting cognizance within the deep state of these groups' ideologies and objectives. A declassified secret U.S. government document obtained by the conservative public interest law firm, Judicial Watch, shows that Western governments deliberately allied with al-Qaeda and other Islamist extremist groups to topple Syrian dictator Bashar al-Assad. The document reveals that in coordination with the Gulf states and Turkey, the West intentionally sponsored violent Islamist groups to destabilize Assad, and that these supporting powers desired the emergence of a Salafist principality in Syria to isolate the Syrian regime. According to the newly declassified U.S. document, the Pentagon foresaw the likely rise of the Islamic State as a direct consequence of this strategy, and warned that it could destabilize Iraq. Despite anticipating that Western, Gulf State, and Turkish support for the Syrian opposition, which included al-Qaeda in Iraq, could lead to the emergence of an Islamic State in Iraq and Syria, known as ISIS, the document provides no indication of any decision to reverse the policy of support to the Syrian rebels. On the contrary, the emergence of an al-Qaeda-affiliated Salafist principality as a result is described as a strategic opportunity to isolate Assad. Despite understanding that al-Qaeda was a driving force behind the Syrian rebellion, U.S. intelligence chose to support it, aligning with a broader and more controversial agenda to propagate fundamentalist Islamism across eastern Syria, with the explicit aim of establishing an Islamic State. This policy not only questions the ethical implications of leveraging extremist groups for geopolitical gain but also challenges the integrity of U.S. commitments to global peace and the fight against terrorism, revealing a complex web of decisions that intertwine pragmatism with peril. Murder and assassination. In the shadowy corridors of modern geopolitics, the post-9/11 era, spearheaded by President George W. Bush and his administration, codified a chilling paradigm where the assassination of individuals labeled as militants or terrorists became not only justified but normalized under the broad and nebulous banner of combating Islamic terrorism. This policy, which effectively sanctions killing without judicial process, without charges, trials, or convictions, blurs the lines between defense and murder, raising profound ethical and legal concerns. Such extrajudicial killings have, disturbingly, become a mundane topic within the intelligence community, occasionally surfacing in conversations with a jarring casualness or even humor. This was starkly highlighted in 2014 when Michael Hayden, former head of both the CIA and NSA, made a now infamous remark at the Foreign Affairs Symposium at Johns Hopkins University, stating, "We kill people based on metadata." This flippant comment underscores a grim reality. In the name of national security, thousands have been killed through drone and missile strikes, as evidenced during the Obama administration, which reported approximately 2,400 deaths from drone strikes between 2009 and 2015. This strategy, while aimed at neutralizing threats without deploying troops, invites a critical examination of the consequences it bears on the principles of international law and human rights, challenging the very fabric of the moral and legal groundwork that it purports to defend. Torture and kidnapping. The confirmations of illegal activities within the deep state's intelligence community starkly underscore a troubling breach of both international law and human morality. The CIA, the DIA, and other intelligence bodies have, through various disclosures and investigative reports, been linked to the use of severe torture methods such as beatings and waterboarding. These practices were not isolated incidents but part of a systematic approach most notoriously demonstrated in Iraq and through a clandestine network of CIA-operated secret prisons. Such actions starkly contravene the principles outlined in international human rights treaties, casting a long shadow over the United States' commitment to upholding the rule of law and human dignity. Kidnapping, another grave violation, has also been a tool in the arsenal of these agencies. A particularly egregious example is the 2003 abduction of Egyptian dissident Hassan Mustafa Osama Nasser, who was forcibly taken from Italy to Egypt, where he endured intensive interrogation and torture. This incident culminated in a landmark legal rebuke when, in 2009, an Italian court convicted 23 CIA agents in absentia for their roles in the kidnapping. Such incidents compel a critical reevaluation of the unchecked powers exercised by these intelligence agencies and demand stringent oversight to prevent future abuses. This complex web of unlawful practices not only undermines the ethical stature of the United States but also poses significant questions about the effectiveness of such tactics in fostering long-term security and stability. Overthrowing governments. The legacy of the CIA, marked by its involvement in the covert overthrows of governments, reveals a significant facet of American foreign policy that operates largely beyond the immediate oversight of Congress. This practice, exemplified in historical interventions in the Congo, Iran, and the Dominican Republic, reflects a pattern of preemptive and often undisclosed actions aimed at influencing geopolitical outcomes in favor of perceived American interests. These operations, while not always public at the onset, have had profound and sometimes destabilizing effects on the targeted regions, raising questions about their legality and the ethical implications of such interference. The 2014 incident in Ukraine, where the deep state is credited with a pivotal role in the upheaval of the government, serves as an example of this ongoing strategy. Although official counts estimate that the CIA has orchestrated the overthrow of 7 governments, this figure fails to encompass the broader spectrum of covert activities such as assassinations, military engagements, or the secretive backing of insurgent movements, all of which further complicate the global perception of American foreign policy. These interventions, cloaked in the necessity of securing American strategic interests, often bypass governmental processes and international law, prompting a critical analysis of their long-term impact on global stability and the ethical standing of the United States on the world stage. False flags. The concept of conducting false flag operations, where a deceptive act is carried out with the intention of disguising the actual source of responsibility and pinning it on another party, is a sinister facet of political maneuvering that has surfaced in various allegations against the deep state. A striking illustration of this tactic is found in the historical archives of the 1960s, specifically in a proposition known as Operation Northwoods. Detailed documents from the U.S. Defense Department reveal plans that involve staging terrorist acts, such as bombings, shootings of airliners, and sinking refugee boats, to be falsely attributed to Fidel Castro's regime. This alarming strategy was ostensibly aimed at creating a pretext for an American intervention in Cuba. Although President Kennedy ultimately vetoed the operation, the very existence of such plans highlights a willingness within certain government factions to use deception as a tool of foreign policy. This revelation poses profound ethical questions about the lengths to which certain governmental elements might go to achieve strategic objectives, blurring the lines between protecting national interests and undermining the moral principles on which democratic governance is founded. Moreover, the backdrop to Operation Northwoods adds another layer of complexity to the narrative of U.S. foreign policy maneuvers during the Cold War. It is an intriguing, albeit controversial, point of discussion among historians and political analysts that the American government, the second layer of the deep state apparatus, known as the deep state behind the deep state, played a key role in Castro's rise to power. Initially seen as a potential buffer against communist expansion in the Western Hemisphere, Castro's rise was indirectly facilitated by the geopolitical dynamics and the U.S. stance towards Cuba in the preceding years. This intertwining of covert operations, strategic miscalculations, and unintended consequences serves as a stark reminder of the intricate and often opaque nature of international relations and statecraft, where actions taken in the interest of national security can have far-reaching and unpredictable effects that may contradict their original intentions. Mind control. In an era marked by Cold War anxieties and the race for technological and psychological supremacy, the CIA embarked on a highly controversial and secret program known as Project MKUltra. This initiative was ostensibly designed to develop techniques that could counteract communist advances in the realm of psychological warfare. Under the guise of national security, the program involved a series of ethically dubious experiments focused on mind control and brainwashing. Agents used substances such as LSD, along with methods like sexual abuse, torture, and hypnosis, to test their effects on human behavior and mental conditioning. The gravity of these experiments is further underscored by the selection of subjects, who were often society's most vulnerable, patients in mental institutions, prisoners, and even children, who could not legally or ethically consent to participation. The profound moral breaches represented by these experiments, driven by a perceived necessity to match enemy capabilities, reflect a dark chapter in U.S. intelligence history, raising enduring questions about the balance between security interests and ethical standards. The repercussions of Project MKUltra are wide-ranging, influencing both public perception and operational practices within intelligence agencies. When details of the program surfaced during the 1970s through investigations led by congressional committees, it sparked a national outcry and led to a re-evaluation of oversight and ethical regulations concerning human experimentation. The breach of trust was profound, with the American public expressing horror that their own government could endorse such invasive and dehumanizing experiments. The scandal underscored the potential for unchecked government power to lead to significant abuses, particularly when operations are shrouded in secrecy. This has since become a crucial case study in the ethics of intelligence and psychological operations, serving as a stark reminder of the need for rigorous oversight and ethical constraints in all forms of research, especially those involving human subjects. The legacy of MKUltra continues to influence debates on national security, ethical governance, and the protection of individual rights against the backdrop of complex global threats. Drug trafficking. Drug trafficking represents one of the most damning and controversial secrets kept by the CIA, with a deep-rooted complicity in the global narcotics trade. Multiple employees, drug lords, and high-ranking officials have said outright that the CIA, along with other intelligence agencies, are actually the masterminds behind the global narcotics business. A particularly striking revelation came from Robert Bonner, the former chief of the DEA, during an interview with CBS, where he disclosed that the CIA had cooperated with Venezuelan entities to import cocaine into the United States. These accusations are further supported by statements from Mexican officials and cartel figures, who revealed that the U.S. has been complicit in allowing drugs to cross the U.S. border primarily through Mexico. Such involvement paints a grim picture of the moral compromises made by intelligence agencies, where the pursuit of money, power, and status supersedes the foundational American principles of trust, honesty, and integrity. The implications of these activities are profound, eroding public trust in governmental institutions and undermining the ethical standards expected of them. This scenario not only challenges the integrity of America's law enforcement and intelligence frameworks but also casts a long shadow over the nation's role in the global fight against narcotics trafficking. As these actions persist, they provoke a critical reassessment of the strategies employed by intelligence agencies and call into question the real beneficiaries of such operations, often at the expense of societal well-being and global justice. Working with criminals. The intertwining of national security and intelligence operations with criminal elements presents a murky landscape, where the boundaries between legal enforcement and illicit activities blur, complicating the public's understanding of government actions and intentions. A glaring example of such murky practices is the infamous Operation Fast and Furious, an operation conducted by the ATF, Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. This operation, under the guise of strategic law enforcement, allowed guns illegally purchased in the United States to walk across the border into the hands of Mexican drug cartels. Ostensibly, this tactic was intended to enable the ATF to trace and dismantle complex gun trafficking networks by following the weapons to high-level criminals, and they purposely encouraged this. However, the operation became embroiled in controversy when it was revealed that some of the targets of the operation were already informants on the FBI's payroll, leading to speculation about the true motives behind the operation. This incident has shed the light on these operations, exposing their ulterior motives, such as undermining the Second Amendment by showcasing the dangers of gun proliferation and the ease with which firearms could be trafficked from the U.S. to Mexico. This case exemplifies the problematic nature of deep state activities, where the line between undermining criminal enterprises and facilitating them becomes indistinguishable, casting a shadow over the integrity of federal agencies and eroding public trust in government operations. Media manipulation. The phenomenon of propaganda and media manipulation is deeply ingrained in the annals of American history, representing a concerted effort by certain government elements to shape public perception and opinion to align with specific agendas. One of the most notorious examples of such manipulation is Operation Mockingbird, a covert initiative spearheaded by the CIA in the 1950s. The primary objective of this operation was to recruit and influence journalists and prominent figures within the media industry to propagate content favorable to the interests of the deep state. Through this program, the CIA aimed to control the narrative on various issues, including the Cold War dynamics, by disseminating pro-American and anti-communist propaganda. Key media figures, such as Henry Luce, founder of Time and Life magazines, William F. Buckley, founder of National Review, and Joseph Harsh of the Christian Science Monitor, were a part of this network, willingly contributing to the spread of manipulated news. The revelation of such practices exposed the extent to which covert operations were willing to compromise journalistic integrity and manipulate public discourse, fundamentally questioning the independence and trustworthiness of the press. The implications of Operation Mockingbird extend far beyond its immediate impact on news dissemination. By co-opting elements of the media, the CIA effectively blurred the lines between genuine journalism and state-sponsored propaganda, thus eroding the foundation of a free and independent press. This operation not only undermined the role of the media as a watchdog of liberty but also diminished public trust in the media as an institution meant to provide unbiased information. The long-term consequences of such operations have led to ongoing skepticism regarding the veracity of media reporting, particularly when it pertains to matters of national interest or security. As the public became aware of these manipulative practices, it fostered a climate of distrust and cynicism that complicates efforts to combat misinformation and disinformation. Understanding the historical context of such operations is crucial in addressing the current challenges faced by the media in maintaining credibility and fostering an informed public discourse in the age of digital communication and social media proliferation. Operation Mockingbird and the Church Committee, officially the United States Senate Select Committee to Study Governmental Operations with Respect to Intelligence Activities, are important topics in the history of U.S. intelligence and government oversight. The Church Committee, formed in 1975 and led by Senator Frank Church, was a significant governmental investigation into the abuses by the CIA, FBI, NSA, and other U.S. intelligence agencies. This came in the wake of the Watergate scandal and amidst growing public concern about government overreach and violations of civil liberties. The committee uncovered a range of intelligence activities that were deemed inappropriate or illegal, including attempts to assassinate foreign leaders, spying on Martin Luther King Jr., and other domestic surveillance activities. The Church Committee's findings led to significant reforms in U.S. intelligence practices, including the establishment of permanent oversight structures such as the Senate Intelligence Committee and the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, FISA, to regulate and oversee intelligence activities. Mass surveillance. Throughout the annals of American history, the courageous actions of whistleblowers have repeatedly shed light on the secretive and often unlawful practices carried out by the deep state arm of the intelligence community. One seminal figure in this narrative is William Binney, a former senior NSA official whose career spanned over three decades. His revelations have starkly highlighted the extent of illegal surveillance activities perpetrated against the American people. Binney's decision to resign was propelled by his discovery of the NSA's pervasive surveillance tactics, which, according to his estimates, involved the collection or storage of nearly 80% of all phone calls made within the United States, along with almost all emails. This startling disclosure underscores a profound violation of privacy and civil liberties, illustrating a systemic overreach by the NSA under the guise of national security. Binney's whistleblowing has opened a crucial public discourse on the balance between security and individual privacy rights, challenging the legality and morality of such widespread surveillance. His actions have not only brought to light the hidden extents of government monitoring but also raised significant ethical questions about the unchecked power of intelligence agencies. This ongoing debate continues to influence legislative and public opinion, pushing for reforms that aim to protect personal freedoms while ensuring national security, highlighting the complex interplay between transparency, oversight, and the need for intelligence operations in a post-9/11 world. In an interview with Frontline, when asked why he retired, Binney said, "Well, I couldn't be an accessory to the violation of the constitutional rights of everybody in the country. I couldn't be an accessory to that, or an accessory to other crimes being committed, like exposing all this data to the FBI. It was acquired without a warrant, you know. And this is the kind of data that they would use to arrest people, which they did. So I couldn't be a party to that. That's just a total violation of our justice process." For decades, the intelligence network run by agents within the behind-the-scenes deep state has been operating without concern for the law, accountability, or transparency. Now, its sights are set on the newly elected president and on our nation's very foundation, the Constitution.